This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Hey. Can we just talk Panthers? Can we just talk Panthers? I know you guys want to bash me and yell at me, and I have everybody just yelling at me saying this is all my fault, and you guys just want my pain, you want my suffering, you want me to rant. Can we just talk Panthers, baby?
Go Cats, go.
Top hats and monocles on Wednesday.
Woo!
Top hats and monocles.
4 goals in 22 seconds?
I don't know if
that might have been the craziest stretch of hockey I've ever seen. When they scored 2, and then the Panthers did in the third period.
Such an odd feeling yesterday because when I went down, I want to say it was like, trying to remember what point of the game that I think it was like an Isaac Okoro 3 ball. And I'm like, you know what? It's 116-65. I think they're not going to get back in this game. So I went down to the press room, and as I am, I'm watching the Panthers, and as I'm walking in, Ekblad scores. I'm like, yeah! Thankfully, we had the Cats on in the press room, so we got to watch.
You know what's the state of the basketball game when all around the stadium people are cheering for hockey.
It is what it is. That game, I got to be honest with you, I'm surprised that the building didn't empty out by halftime. I'm surprised with how many people stuck around to watch that. And I think it was just because everybody was just in stunned disbelief with how bad it was. Because look, no one's going to say the Miami Heat were anywhere in the weight class or zip code of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Except you.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Don't make things up. But Leroy, To lose by 37 points,
it's terrible.
It was a franchise record. Oh. And then you come back a mere 48 hours later, only to dwarf that record and lose by 55.
Remember we made fun of Memphis?
We are Memphis. We're worse than Memphis. Memphis didn't lose back-to-back 30s. Yeah. We did something never done in the history of basketball.
Yep.
Never. And I think everybody was just probably stunned sitting in their seats. Because even the season ticket holders have to think to themselves. Imagine being a Heat season ticket holder. You go to every playoff game.
You have not seen. You've gone to the last 8 Miami Heat home playoff games, and you have not come back victorious. You have gone. You have donned your white hot garb.
I think that's the craziest stat of them all. When the Heat have been in the playoffs most of the time, and you haven't experienced a home win in 8
Haven't done it in 8. Not since Game 3 of the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals. And this season, my God, what a bleep show. The longest losing streak of Eric Spoelstra's career. Jimmy Butler Molotov cocktail out of the building. And I mean, that they were done. When did you think it was done? Was it 90 seconds into the game? Because Eric Spoelstra
called 2 timeouts before we got halfway through the first.
He couldn't wait to yank Khalil Ware. He's like, get out of here. What about feeding through a fire hose, baby?
Fire hose is clogged up.
Sent his ass and those cheeks, those tall cheeks, right to the bench.
Which, by the way, made it worse because they got giants on their team.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Yeah. Today it's just, I don't know. Hello.
She'll get on when she gets on.
Okay.
I know.
That's heat depression.
Like Khalil Ware got like jumped by Jared Allen. Jared Allen was acting like the glove against Khalil Ware. And Spo's like, enough of this. I think Spo would have taken post-Max Whiteside over Khalil Ware last night. He couldn't wait to bench him. Had no belief in him. Only had him out there for duty. Didn't have him out there in the second half.
And then when he put Whiteside in, would have looked at Khalil and said, nobody's doing it with blocks.
Yeah. Like, that's how infuriated he was.
But here's the deal. As much as you want to, you know, streets need a body, let's get Khalil out of there.
It was everybody.
It didn't help putting Bam at the 5.
No.
Bam worse.
Bam, hey, thanks for your good 3 quarters in this series. I mean, you got dish-ragged by Evan Mobley. I mean, everybody did, but you did.
I mean, he is Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay, dude, but like, come on. I mean, all of a sudden, he's Dirk Nowitzki Bam Adebayo? Mm-hmm. I love the Bam 3 as much as the next guy did. The guy was allergic to the paint. Didn't even try.
Yep.
And I mean, spent more energy barking at your teammates on where they had to be. Go, you do what you got to do. Lock somebody up. There's so much finger pointing and blaming.
I was one of the things that I was like the only guy that I'm like, you know what? Give him the ball every time is Davion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, give him, like, Tyler, go snag.
How is a guy, and Nico, like, has the guy.
And Nico.
Who just came back from a broken hand.
What'd he end up with?
24.
And that's only because.
But it was not an inefficient 24.
No.
But he was the only guy who tried. And he just came back 2 months ago. And Tyler.
Well, the one thing that I'll say about.
What do you want to say about him?
The one thing that I'll say about that.
What do you want to say about him?
Is this, okay? 4 years. What we are getting ready to say about Tyler, we said about Spider. And that when it got to that, he didn't either come through or he had bad or he was trying to do or whatever. I'm just telling you. Mm-mm. I'm just telling you. Mm-mm. I'm telling you.
Well, you're not right. Nobody said that about Spider.
Sure.
Come on, dude. Spider went to a Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
In his 3rd season.
So did Tyler.
Come on. Okay. With doing what? Sitting on the bench with his cast?
Okay. He got hurt in the playoffs.
The first game.
That's when they went to the finals?
Yes.
All right.
Nice try, though.
I'm telling you.
And by the way, come on. Like, Spider was the man on that team. Like, Tyler Hero, even in the year before that, was struggling in the postseason.
All right. I'm just saying, like, I get everybody's upset.
As we should be.
Yes.
But Leroy, as we should be.
Yes.
This organization, they have set the standard. Championship bust, winning or misery. And this is what they've become.
Misery.
Misery.
Yep.
Records. Infamy. Yeah. Stained. Shame. And this Eric Spoelstra is like sitting here afterwards and he's like, you know, what a beautiful flight it was from the play-in game to Cleveland. Who are you, dude? Who is that? What happened to lose at the buzzer? We want to tip this off right now. Now all of a sudden you're writing Hallmark cards for the play-in flight? This is what he's doing yesterday.
I mean, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is an honest question.
Mm-hmm.
What were you expecting from a team that was five games?
Not to lose by 55.
Okay.
Not to be in the record books. Because you want to know something? All they've said, this organization has said, we're going to compete. We're going to try. We're going to give it our all. We got a lot. All I hear from him, we got a lot of guys in there with pride. Was that pride last night? Is that pride? Losing by a double nickel? Is that pride? After you lost by 37. It can happen once. Leroy, professionals, twice. You've said pride games before, right? Mm-hmm. Even talented. You will say, they got NBA players too.
Mm-hmm.
37 and 55 point losses, dude. Come on. Not even you can put a shine on that.
I mean, listen.
You could lose back 20s.
No.
It's
embarrassing. But ask yourself this. Are they that much better than the Heat? Yeah. Yeah. I would say, like, put it this way. They lost a game where they played one of their best games of the year. That's when I knew. Oh, my goodness.
But you can lose that game. Like, you lose the way you lose in game one, and you're, like, in it. There's a little bit, but it's a 20-piece, or they dust away at the end. Fine. You didn't even walk out of the court.
At one point, I looked at the score. Here's when I knew it was hockey time. You want to know when I knew it was hockey time? 30-8.
Dude, it was 41.
Pretty much.
41-12. Like,
I mean, I thought they were going to score 100 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Because, keep in mind, you know what the worst part of that is? They're running around. Whoosh, three. like it's not like they're running around, trying to get digit three. Or Mobley, just dunking.
Oh, my God. When he went around Wiggins like a pylon.
Oh, I'm like. So, usually in moments like this, right, you take a deep breath and kind of reevaluate your situation, right? We're not going to do that, but that's what they're going to say. Because the last person I want talking, believe it or not,
who?
The only person that can make me more frustrated than I am right now is Spo.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean. Because
I don't need, like you said, I don't need a Hallmark card. I don't need, sometimes, you know, one of the best things he could have did was sit up there and say, we got our asses kicked. Get up and walk off. That's it. There's no explanation. There's no forging steel and fire or whatever that saying is.
Clarity. There's something beautiful on the
There's
outside.
No clarity. Like, before this series started, and now that it's done, you have more questions about more players on your team than you did before.
Of course.
Because guess what? Jovic can't go anywhere. Right? Kalel can't go anywhere. If Bam is playing a five, then it's not helping the team. And I don't know what to make of Tyler.
He does the same thing every time. Everybody on that Cavaliers team told you the key to this series was to expose Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but it, but he there.
Everybody said
here,
it.
But here's the problem. If you don't have another scorer, then they can do that. Okay? Because guess what? The Heat could have said that about Spider. But they would have still lost by 40.
Dude, Spider got his face in the buzzsaw, even in game ones and one and two, and was like sitting there defending. He was diving on the ground. Gave a rat's ass.
Yeah, but...
Okay. Tyler Hero barely showed up yesterday. He was like, I'm 1 of 10.
Are you playing the result?
No, I'm not playing the result.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, what? Yes, I mean, obviously the season's over, so there are results. But like, come on, Leroy. How many passes does this guy get? How many? He played better in last year's playoffs. Now this year? Oh, this is my all-star season? Oh, went out with a whimper. After they called your ass out. By name. And Wiggins. Do me a favor. Take your fake number 22.
Okay.
And get to stepping, dude. Really? I mean, for God's sakes. If I never see him in a Heat jersey again, it'll never be too soon.
Really?
I'm done.
Wow.
Didn't want to be here. Already?
Yeah.
Already?
Did he play 20 games?
That's the problem.
That's the problem! You told me this entire time, we're going to have availability. Didn't have that, and when we did, I mean, it barely registered above apathy.
So can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Based on how you feel right now about Wiggins' unavailability, why do you want to go sign guys who are unavailable?
I don't know, dude. Maybe they'll give a rat's ass because this dude has been told the entire thing has been coasting left and right his entire career. Whatever he was in Golden State for his little championship run, he won that down here. Not even close.
Oh, that I agree with.
Not even close.
That I agree with.
Barely looked like he wanted to be here. Didn't give it. I mean, just did not give a rat's ass as a Leroy. Did you see it where he just passed it to a Cavalier, then decided, how about I bring it up the court this time? Do double dribble. What do you need to go to? You got to go to junior heat camp?
Why are you looking at me like I double dribble?
There was nobody there!
You're looking at me like I double dribble!
You're not allowed to do that!
Well, yes!
What are you doing?
I want to know, how did your unbiased viewing of the game last night happen? Because I don't think you could. Did you have to go to use the bathroom a lot?
No, I'm very good. I've watched a lot of bad Heat basketball. I've become actually quite good at it in the playoffs.
So
I've watched it 8 straight times.
So you wait until you get around me?
Well, yeah, I don't have to be a professional here. I'm a comical locker.
Come on, we know this.
Like, I just, dude, every one of them on the table. Like, whatever. This is the lowest it has been in a very long time.
Since, before that. When was the
11, 10, and 10, and 31?
Well, no, I'm saying for a whole season. I mean, because keep in mind, when they were very, very bad and ended up with Beasley, you knew all year that that's where.
Yeah.
So, like, I would say when the season started and we went to Media Day versus where we are now, okay, when has it been this frustrating? Because I can't think.
I don't think it's ever been this frustrating.
Right.
I think this is the lowest of the low.
That.
You can't, Leroy, break back-to-back records. Once I'll take.
Out of curiosity, why? Here's what kills me about what people think about sports. You think they had that much of a say in it?
They quit, dude. Yeah, they quit.
You think they quit?
They quit.
All right.
They quit. We saw them come back. We saw them come back in this series again. They quit. They laid down. And, by the way,
are you quitting because they lost by 55?
That is quitting.
Is it?
Even Charles Barkley said. Charles Barkley says, I don't say when people quit.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest quit jobs I've ever seen. Barkley called him on TV, called him out on it.
It was bad.
And there's nothing else you can call it. It's fine. There's nothing else you can call it. I know you don't want to do that. Yeah. He doesn't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I just think we associate bad losses with quitting.
It was quitting.
Okay.
It was an ass kicking, but it was also quitting.
It was tap machine. I just go with
it. It was tap machine.
All right.
We'll take a break. If you guys want to get your calls in, we'll let you yell. We'll let you cry. You can yell at me. Yell at Spo.
Don't yell at me. I ain't got time for that.
But if you guys want to get in, 305-567.
Ain't nobody got no time for that.
0560.
Y'all remember that video.
305-567-0560. Back after this. 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com.
That'll be 15 minutes more than they gave us.
Yeah, 15 minutes more than they tried.
I'm not going to do that. You only
don't want to do it, but I know in your head when you watch you definitely went like this at your television.
Oof. No, I didn't. You know why?
Why?
Hockey was going on at the same time. At 30-8, I was out.
Dude, I had the most bipolar Twitter timeline yesterday because it was just like embarrassing Heat stat, amazing Panthers thing. That was just my entire night last night.
You were up and you were down.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that we could go and replay yesterday's activity in hockey. So, like, they scored and they challenged something that happened 40 seconds ago.
Oh, the offsides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, if they missed it, they missed it.
Ekblad, dude. Ekblad is back. Ekblad is back. We'll get to that coming up in Road to Repeat. I got some callers. They want to yell. Josiah, what's up, man? Frog boy, you work. The phone's broken over here. Put a line.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, how's it going? Just want to say, very disappointing night as a Heat fan. I really don't know who to blame other than the top down Pat Riley, and it falls down to Spo. I mean this roster, it's built to beat anyone. It's just a bunch of undrafted guys with a handful of top 10 picks, maybe like one. I think it's Davion Mitchell. And oh no, two Wiggins, and then we got
him.
It's just like, yeah, sorry, didn't mean to bring that up. Man, sorry.
You don't have to apologize. They should apologize to you, Josiah. You shouldn't apologize to them. They should apologize to you.
No, it's just like ever since last night, I've just been so angry, and then I get like this sore throat. Mm. I get this. It's just itching.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's something going on.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Do you think you know what it is?
I don't know. Like, what else? Do you got any more symptoms that are? What about any coughing that might be going on?
I think there's like some hair in my throat.
Oh wow,
I've heard of that. Yeah, I think there's something going.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think it's? What do you think it is?
I think we all know what it is.
Hmm.
I think it's Cat Z.
No! That's a team. That's a team! That's a goddamn team!
We needed that. Thank you.
Thank you, Josiah. I'm glad. I hope you feel better. Hello, Jay.
What's going on, fellas? I love the show.
I think we're in my cooler timeline now.
No, but how y'all doing today, man? I'm calling because all my rage is directed towards Spo. Because I felt like the direction of the team should have changed. Once Jimmy left, the direction of the team should have changed. Should have went younger. Let the young guys play. Like Leroy been saying for the longest, let Khalil Will play. Yet let these young guys play, because I'm sitting up here watching Duncan Robinson and watching Hayward Highsmith, guys that I just don't feel like they have nothing spectacular about them anymore. So I'm like, let me watch, you know what I'm saying? Let me watch the young guys like Josh Christopher, and let me watch all the other guys. Like, those are the guys we want to see what we got. And Spo, this standard that he talking about that he got. Oh, they need to play like 25-year-olds. Man, oh my God, this ain't the '90s. It's not the '90s no more. Like Zoe ain't walking through that door. None of them old guys that y'all used to play with. Like, let's get past that. Like, you got to acclimate to the times. Like, you ain't even winning games 90-95 no more. You got to score 120. You got to score high points. Like, let's get the offense better going. You got to get an offensive guy in here because the offense, I don't know what the game plan is. I don't know what we do. It's no game plan. You handing the ball off to Duncan, bam, holding the ball. We sitting up here watching guys hold the ball. We shooting it with 5 seconds left. And Tyler Hero, Lord. Like, listen here.
I think that's the most – Jay, I think the most frustrating thing was – I never saw a team run offense and always seem like they chucked up a shot with 2 seconds left a whole game.
Yeah, like it's frustrating, man, to watch it, to watch that. And Tyler, you want to be the guy, you want to be the man. I did the second series now, the second year in a row that a team basically erased you. Done basically said, like, you ain't good enough to be. When you watch guys like Ant-Man and you watch guys like that they by themselves, they're the lone star, but nobody's shutting them down. Donovan Mitchell nearly killed us by himself. I'm like, you want to be on that level with them guys? You're not. I'm sorry, bro. You're not. You're not on the level with them guys. I seen Bam help us get to a certain point. You, he can go. Like, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Wow,
so, man, geez, y'all have a good day, man. I love the show, man. And I also have cat people!
We always got the cats.
Hey, so
if no one's got us, the cats got us.
So
got us.
Here's my question to you. By being stingy with the minutes for the young guys, talking about development and stuff like that, have we not prolonged their development? Because there's still situations that they're going to have to go through that we've just pushed into the future.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that. I think especially it took that forever with Nico, and it took that with Kalel, where basically it took all these injuries to finally get them their chance. And then finally, you know, your captain has been shouting from the rooftops that he wants to play with size, and for some reason you're just like, no, 6'5 guy next to you. That's how it's going to work.
Right.
But the thing with, you know, the thing with Kalel, it's like, okay, you obviously – I'm not absolving Kalel of looking like a rookie and not playing well,
yeah,
and not giving
being,
up.
You know he is.
I get it. But you also kept leaving him in these islands where Kenny Atkinson keeps getting it switched out, and he's there at the top of the key for a three. This guy's the best lob threat in the league. More alley-oops than anybody. You could say, like, nothing? Nothing to get his confidence up?
Right.
At all throughout the whole series?
I just think that if every young player has to go through a certain amount of playing time or certain situations and get through that so they can be better in the future, if you don't try to get them through those moments, then you're just prolonging it to the next year. So if they end up with 45, 50 wins next year and Kalel is still – now we're going to have this conversation next year?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Oh, we need the standard is going to be the standard, and they need to be like 25-year-olds.
No, you need what you need.
No, you have who you, and you have who you have.
Right.
They don't get older. Sorry.
And that's not, by the way, what he did to Kalel this year is not forcing it through a fire hose or whatever the hell he says. That's not what that was.
What was it?
I don't know.
Barely changing the water of a hamster water bottle?
I don't know. It's just the thing is that
I'll take my minus one.
Yeah. Good. I'll wait. Go ahead.
It's very kind of you to self-sanction. You know what that is? Accountability.
Hey, that's me. This was the heat the whole time. Oh, I threw that into the stands? That's on me. I know.
One.
But so
I saw
and,
you.
And I've always believed this because in football, I remember when I was a rookie, and I broke my hand in camp. So I was coming back week three, right? Kevin Mack broke his hand in week one. And they looked at me and said, had to put a pad on it. We ain't got nobody else. And I'm like, that's how I got acclimated. Like, the team needs what it needs. Like, they don't have time to baby these young guys. And here's the problem with the Heat. You play these games with these young players. You finally get them to where you want to. And then you got to decide after 1.5 years of basketball to max them out. But get them their minutes. Get your money's worth. Where are you going? You won 37 games. You can't afford to hold somebody out.
Larry.
Leroy, please. It's a different game. It was a different time. Please, time management. Oh, we need to sit this player. We need to sit that player. That's what the NBA has become. But I'm going to tell you guys something, and you might hate me after this, but I watched not even the half. I couldn't even get through the half. I switched it. I went straight to hockey. I said, you know what? I love my Heat no matter what. I love my Heat. I had the guts when we were all talking about, oh, we're going against Boston. Oh, this team's got guts. The guts are gone. You know where the guts are? GSW with the number 10. I know you guys are going to hate to hear this, but playoff Jimmy showed up, and he's at the end of the game. He comes over and he says, I got my joy back.
I know.
We loved that joy. I love that joy. It's like an ex-girlfriend. It's like an ex-girlfriend. All right, we broke up. Okay, but you know what? I saw her. She was working at the counter.
Yeah.
She looked so lovely and so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And what did she do? She looked over at me. Her eyes twinkled and then quickly looked away. I saw Jimmy last night. My eyes twinkled and my heart broke. But I had to sit and listen. I had to watch. I'm just Spo. Listen, you guys say what you want about Spo. Respect, mad respect to Spo. Spo got his wins because of LeBron. Come on, let's put it out there. Spo got his wins because of Jimmy Butler. Let's put it out there. Not a brilliant coach. You know who's a brilliant coach? Steve Kerr. Sorry, you know who's a brilliant coach? Pop. But what Spo's doing to baby this one and limiting minutes and doing this, they don't go out there and play basketball. Tyler Hero has become a zero. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm just... Anyway.
All right, see you, Larry. We'll take a break.
The one thing I would say that he says it's not, you know, it's not the old days with guys sitting out or whatever. This is not a situation of managing minutes. This is not a situation of, you know, giving guys rest. What we're talking about is he purposely holds young guys out without trusting him, right? And
he got called out on it from last year with Jimmy, because Jimmy told you, you know, they put Nico to Sioux Falls because he wanted to go try and get some playing time as a backup five, and Jimmy had to say he's not a five,
right? But
by the way, that's why I registered a lot with Nico and why Nico stayed loyal to Jimmy,
right?
You know, like throughout all of this, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not excusing all of Jimmy's behavior because it was rotten, It registered because a player was looking out for him when a coach wasn't.
Right. But here's the other thing is that when you look at sports, look at football, you look at everybody has the attitude now, let's get our young guys some reps. Let's get them in the game so they can get that experience so we don't have questions about them in the future. Spoke still sitting guys out, sending them to the Yotes, sending them like, oh, he needs to earn these minutes or whatever. That's not the way. Listen, you remember Houston when they drafted all those guys and they were young? They went out and got their lumps. Detroit, young guys, go ahead and take your lumps. Why are we not? We don't have LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh where we can do that.
Well, that's the thing that I find crazy about it, and we got to get to a break here, but it's like, even if the Heat did tank, right, and let's just say the Heat were in a position where they would have gotten a top five guy, can Spo handle that? Like, is Spo in the place where he can handle and nurture a young talent anymore?
Right. The last young guy that got minutes right away was D-Wade, and he had to be a Hall of Famer, right?
Well, he didn't coach him at his rookie year. Stan did.
Okay, there you go. Wasn't even – there you go.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM. What'd you say?
She opened the door, and she backed into it, and I said, you got to put that side hip in.
That door is heavy.
The WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall is back on February
May
9th.
Come holla at your boy!
At Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the QAM's sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. You guys can just stop on by. No registration necessary. It is free. Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmorsesawgrass.com. You must be 21 or older to attend. Taking some calls here. We're going to get to the Cats. I'm dedicating a lot of time to the Cats because they deserve it. I don't want to shortchange them here in our typical Road to Repeat segment. So we will get to Cats here in about 10 minutes and celebrate what was really the moment of the night last night. They deserve it more, quite frankly, than this basketball team, which embarrassed its fan base last night. Here's Sean in Honolulu.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Look, man, I'm on my way to Bank of America right now to withdraw $5,000. You know why?
Why?
Because all the Heat had to do was win one game, not the series. Okay, so I'm mad.
One? Wait, you had a bet on this?
Gambling.
Yeah, you had to. They just needed one, and they couldn't do that for poor Sean.
Okay, so basically, so what I want to say is this. Enough with the yes man, no Heat culture on this team. We need some wave makers like a Trae Young on this team, some fights, some dogs, man, because that's the problem with this culture here. We got some go-along, get-alongs, good players and all that. But when it comes to getting some fight and come down to nitty-gritty, they ain't going to come through for you. I'm tired of them. He can go.
Is it really 4:51 in the morning in Honolulu?
That's right. 6 hours behind, bro.
Man, why don't you get some sleep?
No, man.
How am I
going to
get some sleep? All you got to do is win one game. You know what the rent is over here? You know it's $10 a pack of cigarettes over here? Do you know any of that? Hey, listen, bro. I'm real, though. I want to fire it up. Look, bro. I'm hot.
I'm so sorry.
Sounds like a yogi.
Man, are you kidding me? What would you do? I'm a wreck over here.
Who are you most mad at?
Man, look, Spo. Because here's the whole thing with Spo's thing. He wants to wait 4 or 5 months into the season to try to figure out a roster. Man, just get it right. Get 5 guys and start playing them, man. Play your young dudes.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Sean. He did forget in the game this year that he's not allowed to call timeouts with no timeouts.
Oh man, come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I got bigger fish to fry, but anyway, man, hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right, see you, buddy. He's gone.
Hey.
Poor guy.
How am I going to sleep?
He broke it down.
There's no sleep here.
Now, let me say this. Wow. He lost me when he said Trae Young.
Because I'm high. Just take into account he's high as a kite.
I'm going to say it like this.
Todd Lunchbox.
If you competing with Boston and Cleveland, having a garden gnome at point guard ain't getting it done.
Maybe we should do a show where we all get high and just come up with our free agent ideas.
Dude, what
I
you
don't
doing?
Think that would end well.
What? But no.
Maybe we come up with the solutions. I'm high as a kite.
Last time we had too much to drink, you ended up jumping in my pool. No, jumping in the Marlins pool after a win.
Yep. Walk-off win, though.
And Robbie. Who cares what kind of win it was?
Soupy. Oof.
Soupy.
The DJ was like,
out of my hands.
Hey, can I just tell you? The Atlantic Ocean was cleaner than that pool.
Oh, my God. It was filthy. That's how I feel today, though. I feel dirty. Rob, what's up, man? Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning. Full disclosure, I'm a Knicks fan.
All right, see ya.
Got time for that, Rob?
-1.
We ain't got time for that.
Yeah, hold on. Who we got here? Richie, what's up, Richie?
Good morning, losers.
See ya. There another one.
Yeah, you knew one. Wait a minute. You knew what Richie was gonna come on here and
I
do.
Crazy.
Think I'm in the mood for that right now. I got my own problems.
And yesterday was your fault.
No way.
Yeah, it was your fault.
Because we had to deal with Vlad all day.
Yeah, but we hadn't lost, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that bad yet.
560, you're on the air. Are you a Knicks fan?
No, no, I'm a Heat fan. Oh. Good morning, good morning. Good
sounds
morning.
Like a Heat
good
fan.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm all right, I'm all right. You know what? I'm going to say something you guys might not like, man. I think they should keep this team. I think they should keep slow. I think they should run it back next year and actually get something. Hey, check this out. Listen, hear me out. When they first started playing, they was, like, outscoring a lot of teams, man. If they could find that magic they was starting to work with when they first started gelling, I think this is a dangerous team, man. Even I'm just saying.
Hold on. Can I ask you one? Stakes. Even Terry Rozier?
10 teams. Okay, now that one we have to talk about. He came into the broad bar side of a barn right now. I understand that. But if he was Terry, the one that was, what you say, scary Terry, then we would have some chances, yeah. You know?
All right, see you, buddy.
That is what it is.
All right.
I just think you have a lot of youth and a lot of length that we haven't had an opportunity to see how it's going to work. And I don't think that we're ever going to, like, look, who cares if you go 5-15 the first 20 games if you get those young guys acclimated to play NBA basketball, right? Because guess what? You still didn't do that much better sitting them on the bench. And now when you're forced to play them, they haven't had any minutes.
No, I agree.
So, like, I'm a big – man, I'm not the only one. Look at sports now, right? Get your young guy in there for a number of reasons. One, let's see if he can play. Two, let's get him acclimated to the daily grind of the sport. And three, you can only get better having young talent on your team. You play these guys at the last minute, and now you got to max them out after 1 year of basketball? Because you done held them back for 2 or 3 years? No!
That's what was ridiculous, too. Like, they just extended Tyler Hero. Now that's like, do we have to give him $50 million a year? Well, I would say after you have your quote where you say, I need Jimmy to win, I mean, training wheels Tyler, I don't think that negotiation is going to go well at the start of October.
Why did he say that?
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? And then put on
what are you, Goran Dragic? You too honest? Smitty, what's up, man? Close us out this hour.
Oh, man. You know, the last time I felt this bad about a game, played in my, it was Marino's last game against Jacksonville. Oh, 62, you remember that, how 60, bad you felt?
62-7, yeah.
This is how this game felt like. Am I wrong?
And we ended up with their quarterback. Yeah,
Jay Fiedler.
Their backup
Fiedler
quarterback, who was one of the more consistent quarterbacks the Dolphins have had.
We're going to sign Ty Jerome to the max.
They lose by the same amount, right? That's 55 points. Leroy?
But here's the kicker, guys. Here's the kicker. It was so bad that game that I felt so bad. You know what happened after that, right?
No,
what happened? Marino retired.
Wow, yeah.
Cat fever, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, baby, cat fever, rats on the ice.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what
I'm talking
about. All right. Speaking of the Cats, a thriller last night.
Let's do it.
And their coach is a baby. He is whining because Aaron Ekblad is back, and he's bringing bows and goals. Back after this.